Jess, it's National Nursing and Midwifery Week.
Certainly is, with a particular focus on National Nursing in the Community Week. So we wanted to highlight a really interesting new program that is being run on the northwest coast at the moment. It's in a trial phase, but it is the Community Rapid Response Service, and it's designed to ease the burden on our hospital emergency departments.
Now, we have got Karen with us, who is a registered nurse and who is heading up this rapid response team, or is well behind it anyway. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Lee.
A lot of concern over accessibility at the moment. So this is a great program that you're launching. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, so basically the Rapid Response Service, or the Community Rapid Response Service, known as CRRS, is a hospital avoidance program. It's a GP referral only service, so the idea is to support GPs to look after their clients in the community, so to prevent that hospital admission.
So many times, and I've been familiar with this myself, you will go to the GP and you then get referred to A&E. So it can be quite, you sort of go around in circles a little bit. So if you go to your GP and you're then referred to this service, does it mean you're able to then go home and a nurse comes to visit you in the home?
That's absolutely correct. And that's what we're trying to do. So you go to the GP, he thinks that, you know, you might need some IV antibiotics or some IV fluids, or you need just a couple of extra assessments, some blood tests and that sort of thing that they, for some reason, can't do in their surgery. Anything that they would, you know, unless you've got having a heart attack or something, mm-hmm. Then we can go to the person's home and do all those. Anything that the doctor requires us to do.
That's great. And what area do you service?
We cover from Port Sorell all the way through to Wynyard. So we're based in Ulverston and we outreach to right across the coast.
That's fantastic, isn't it? And what sort of backgrounds do the nurses have that are involved in the program?
So we've got nurses that have come from intensive care, emergency department, oncology, community nursing, just hospital wards as well. We are led by nurse practitioners, so therefore they have they're highly developed clinical skills with pathways to be able to prescribe medications and do higher level assessments so that they can support the GPs in the community that way.
So it's easing a lot of the pressure on the emergency rooms here on the northwest coast, but I would also think on the individual, because that experience of having to, you know, to leave your house, and from experience, I had a terrible case of mastitis when Daisy was only, I think, 4 months old, and I had a nurse come into the home daily for nearly a month after I had surgery, and it was just an absolute lifesaver. It saved me from having to travel with a newborn into the hospital every day, which would have just been such a battle. I was able to stay home with her, and it just made the process so much easier on the patient.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we've just had a couple of recent cases of people with mastitis, and they've actually required intravenous antibiotics.
Yep.
And that meant that they had to go to the clinic. Initially, they had to go to the emergency department and then to the clinic at the community nursing.
Yep.
So we were able to then go to that person's house so that they didn't have to move with that baby.
Yeah.
That's really good.
At all.
Now, you did.
So that's what we're trying to, generate, so that they don't have to go to the emergency department.
That's incredible.
So you listed a couple earlier, including, you know, IVs and a couple of possible blood tests. What other ailments can you treat with the rapid response service?
So a couple of the things that we've had to do are the IV antibiotics for wounds, infections, you know, respiratory problems, the mastitis. We've given people fluids, so what we call hyperemesis, but that's for people who are pregnant who, you know, they're vomiting a lot and they can't keep any fluids down. They often end up in the emergency department, but we can go to their home and give them some IV fluids, which is just all they really need.
We can
go into nursing homes.
Yeah.
Give them some medical assessments in the nursing homes when the GPs can't make it. You know, they're very busy GPs at the moment, and so sometimes somebody in a nursing home might become unwell and they can't get out to the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
We can go to the nursing home and do those initial medical assessments for the GP and contact the GP and give them all the updated information on that person to prevent them having to go to leave that nursing home, which is quite traumatic for them.
Cara, absolutely.
This is a trial at this stage. How long does a trial last for, and what boxes does it need to tick to continue into the future?
So we're on a trial until June 2021, and at that stage we'll just need to decide whether the government needs to decide whether they're going to give the service permanent funding. So at the moment we're gathering statistics and we're getting information back from the community about how they've enjoyed their experiences. We've had a lot of people give us compliments along the way. I've had people phone me to say that they'd like to write down their experience if it's going to support our service. We've had lots of positive comments from our GPs. So it's just a matter of, I guess it comes down to the dollar and how much money we're saving the government from people going
to
the emergency department, and that's the bottom line.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, we're wishing you all the best with it. I think it's so needed here on the Northwest Coast, so I hope that this trial is successful and the government are listening.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Thank you.
Karen, thanks for your time this morning. We'll talk to you down the track.
Thanks very much.